Hi, and welcome to this new episode. Today I'm with Jeremiah Johnson, and we're gonna talk about building muscles on fruits. I'll put chapters under the video and you can go straight to the part that interests you. We'll talk about the nutrition part, we'll talk about the working out part, and we'll might also extend into coaching and the business part of it. So stay tuned, it's going to be amazing. Thank you so much for joining. If you want to support, you can like, share, subscribe. If it looks like I'm on a treadmill right now, it's because I'm on a treadmill and I like to do it for the calls. So, Jeremiah, thank you so much for joining. And my first question to you is, what are you grateful for today?
I love that. Today, I am grateful for life as a whole. That's a really, really good question. I'm grateful for life as a whole, the entire human experience.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing, man. And so we do quite similar things, which is we have a similar diet that we call fruit-based, and we'll get into that. And we also want to look good and feel good and perform on that diet. So yeah, it's going to be exciting. Thank you for your time. Do you want to share the quick story, let's say, like 3 4 minutes on your journey getting into raw foods and a lot of fruits, because that's quite an unconventional diet, and potentially also after leading into wanting to build the muscles.
Yeah, so I got into this lifestyle a very long time ago, actually. So a lot of people don't know this, but I've been, along my journey, I've been multiple things, right? Multiple labels. So I've done, high raw, I've done raw, I've done alkaline, I've done, all of them, right? Just regular vegan. But something that, really resonated for me was just having high fruit. And yeah, so I essentially have always been, fruit based because I realized that tropical, well, specifically fruit just as a whole, but specifically tropical fruit has been just the most nourishing to me. And I've just honestly been addicted to tropical fruit since the first time I've ever had jackfruit. And ever since then, I was like, dang, there is something about tropical fruit. So yeah, that's how I got into the lifestyle.
Amazing. And yeah, what like how was your journey? Did you have a time when, like a lot of people on the road, they become like weak and skinny? Was that your part, and was that a motivation for you to build your body?
Yes, 100%. So, some time ago, when I tried to go just strictly raw, I had a hard time holding on to muscle. And at that time, I was still figuring it out. So, that was one of the challenges that I did face. That's a really good question because a lot of times in the beginning, that's what a lot of people will face. But yeah, in the beginning, I couldn't hold on to my muscle. I had the strength, I could perform like crazy. But I just was not holding on to the muscle, but yeah, time went on, more research, and also understanding that I just simply have to eat more, and also eat specific foods, led to me getting a grip on it and being able to put on some muscle.
Awesome. Thanks. So let's get into it, man. Let's give so much value to the listener with starting with the food, the diet part. So you talked already about eating enough and the right food. So yeah, first question would be, what is the main mistake people do on a raw vegan diet that gets them to become like too skinny or too weak in terms of food?
I guess them to be too skinny or too weak, really, it just comes down to them not eating enough. But it also could be like the fact that like they just are not utilizing what they're, putting inside of their bodies. So they may need to do a cleanse, And in the beginning, that's a natural process. It's like when you first be like when you first become raw, everybody's gonna get skinny, it's inevitable. So, what I've learned is that through the cleansing and also through just simply understanding that, you have to eat a lot more, you get to this point where you can actually sustain, a high fruit lifestyle. Oh,
So
and by the way, I'm eating like some dried cherries right here. So Just anybody.
It's like a like your pre-workouts. Concentrated sugar. Cool. Yeah, that's really a life for me actually, because I had a potential client the other day. He was still in his detox phase, really skinny, but also in a protocol with Dr. Moss, and he was advised by in the protocol not to work out yet. So do you feel there's like a time to detox a little bit harder, especially he has like more of a like strong condition health-wise? Like, do you like what's your balance when you have a client that comes and they're like too skinny, but they feel like they're still detoxing? Do you want to keep going with the detox first and then go into the building and eating more, or do you prefer more that smooth transition?
It really all depends, because a lot of people to this very day still don't even know how to build muscle just on, like people just simply don't know how to build muscle. Like most of the time, people will come to me, and I'll look at their fitness plan. One, they're probably not even being consistent, right? Which is the first step, no matter what diet that you're on, you have to be consistent, all right? And then two, it's literally focusing in on form and activation. Right. So you can be able to get those gains and maximize while you are at the gym or, at the park or whatever it is. Right.
Okay, and we'll extend more on the fitness part in the second part. Can we stay a bit more on the diet for now?
Yeah, for sure. So I would say if they're it depends, because if they're still new to this lifestyle, I would definitely recommend for them to complete, a detox. But if they're not so new to this lifestyle, not so new to this lifestyle, and they've just been struggling to put on the muscle, then there's no need to like continue a detox.
Never ends anyway. Huh? Like there's always
I mean,
something
essentially, yeah,
next.
essentially it doesn't.
Yeah. Cool. And to get a little bit more specific, so when you talk about the quantities, like do you track calories, for example? Do you have a certain number in mind?
No. I do not track calories. I hated it. I did
Yeah.
it for a little bit. I did it for a little bit, but I just hated it. Tracking calories is like too much. I like to just sit here and just eat like as I please, And also, when you're eating like food that's specifically designed for you to consume, you don't have to track it. Just eat.
Yeah, especially if you're really in tune with your body,
Yes.
yeah.
Which is which I will say, a lot of people don't have that intuition yet. So in the beginning, I can understand like how it can be hard to understand like how much to eat, which is important. However, it's something that just comes about over time. But what I tell people is just try to have one more handful of whatever it is that you typically would eat, So if
Yeah.
it's like, so for example, if it's like, for example, if it's if you're only if you eat if you typically eat only 1 cup of like honeydew melon, try eating two and just go from there.
Awesome. Then regarding let's say maybe if we're going to the macros, do you have like an idea of macros you're shooting for or not at all? Like do you shoot for a certain amount of fat, certain amount of protein? And I'm referring to Doug Graham 80-10-10, for example, it's one of his guidelines.
Yeah, so with that, yeah, so I mean, I really don't track anything. I just don't, but what I will say is that yeah, what I do prioritize is diversity. So as long as you get in anywhere from like 20 to like 30 or 35 plants, I mean, like plants, foods, fruits, whatever, like you'll be fine. That's what I aim to do.
And do you do that also? Because for you've already developed that really intuitive feel, but do you do that also with your clients?
Oh yeah. I don't like tell them to track their macros or anything like that.
Okay, yeah, cool. So I know it's the basic question in our community, but yeah, you don't care at all about protein to build muscles.
No, bro. This is the thing. Like, I feel like you really only have to like focus on, amounts right? And protein, when you are on the sad American diet, or when you are on a meat-based diet, right? And we're not eating any of that. So like, I just feel like we don't have to focus on that. But yeah, like I don't track like any of that. But what I will say though is this: when it comes to protein, because it's such a huge, to this very day, the question annoys me because it's like, it's everybody's question. Everybody has the same question. Where do you get your protein? How do you get your protein? And you can't, they'll say you can't get protein from fruits. It's the biggest lie ever, you know? Like fruits literally is the most ideal human food, you know? And when you really, really look at it, it's amino acids. They tell you about protein, but they don't tell you about the building blocks of protein, which is simply amino acids. Amino acids come together, form something called a polypeptide chain. This polypeptide chain is essentially the protein molecule. And with that being said, boom, you have your protein. And ideally, you want to aim to get, foods that are like a complete source of protein.
And for amino acids, do you use any other, like things that have a different profile? Now, for example, personally, I like to use algae like sea moss and marine phytoplankton and sometimes shilajit, things that I feel might add to that diversity that are a bit beyond just the pure fruits and plants. Do you do that too? Do you have anything where you feel that really helps?
Goji berries. Goji berries for sure. I do like ashwagandha and also like maca, things like that. I do sea moss as well from time to time, but only when like, it's available because I'm not really like in the States as often. But when I am, then I'll get me some. But even when I was in Ecuador, like there was even sea moss there. So, but yeah. But mainly, most of the time, I prioritize maca and the ashwagandha.
Yeah, and they can be a good one for like a little bit more like slight stimulant almost, because we're on such a low stimulation diet that yeah, and I love your simple approach, man. It's super simple. Talking about stimulation, I think that I help sometimes. I feel cacao helps me to get be that heart racing for the workouts. Is that something you're using too?
So, I did recently just have some cacao. I did recently just have me some cacao. It's good, but I'm not noticing a drastic change, So it could work. I know for some other, I got some friends that are like also like fruit-based, right? And they've tried adding in, cacao. And they've seen some drastic improvements and energy and stuff like that. But for me, it's just not that big of a difference so far, but I only just started to try it.
Okay. Yeah, might be placebo for me too, but anyway. But yeah, but I can totally work out with that. And let's go. Do you want to share anything more on the diet, or should we go to the training?
Yes. So when it comes to breaking the chains off wellness for whatever it is and for whatever reason that you want to break the chains off wellness for your health, right? Like, do not overcomplicate it. This is not rocket science. I know you have to know a little bit of science, for this lifestyle, right? To just kind of understand what is coming from what, et cetera. But you don't have to be a complete like doctor or health nut to be able to do this lifestyle and to thrive on this lifestyle. Just simply eat what you are biologically designed to eat and you will do well. And also understand that it is okay to mess up. It is okay. By definition, like this human experience is not meant to be perfect. We aren't even perfect. So that's what I like to believe. So like, why should you be, any different? So like if you mess up from time to time, it's okay. You feel me? Just get back on the wheel or, pick up where you were at and just keep going from there.
I love that. Perfectly imperfect.
Yeah.
Okay, bro. So let's talk about the training. So you started a little bit already talking about the activation and and consistency. So, okay. Well, the first question that actually relates the diet to the training is it different to train when you're on the diet we're on, or can we like follow any influencer and any tip and like the same for everyone?
So I'll tell you this. When I first started to get into fitness, I remember those super early days when I would go to the gym, right? And I would hit legs, I would hit arms, I would do everything, right? I had no plan, no structure. But through me doing that, I just realized that I just got super sore, And I would easily get fatigued and just not be able to really complete, the workout. But I'll tell you this, when you eat a high fruit, a fruit-based diet, you will have large amounts of energy. And it'll be endless. I would do like two workouts in a day and still have energy to do more, So that's just one of the benefits of eating fruit-based and also working out. The energy is endless. You more than likely won't be getting fatigued as much as you, let's say, used to.
Yeah, can't even s stand in front of a laptop without moving.
Yeah.
Okay, and but then for in terms of the types of exercises and I don't know, progressive overload or these things, you think it's pretty similar
Yeah, I
to
think
not.
they're good. I think they're definitely good. Like the same rules apply when it comes to the fitness as someone that's in, the animal, right? Like if you're eating a South American diet, the same rules apply like with fitness. So like as long as you there's really not much of a difference. If you want to build muscle, there is a system that you must follow. There's, form and activation that matters, right? There's progress, you feel me? Yeah, like the same rules apply. For me specifically, I always start off with calisthenics and then I move into doing some weights. So something I will tell you as well is this. I didn't build as much muscle only on calisthenics. However, you can go far with calisthenics. I'm not saying you can't go far with calisthenics, but eventually at a certain point, at least from my experience, I just kind of hit like a wall. And then I started to just incorporate, some weights.
Cool. And so what are the tips you'd give, let's say, young skinny guy who wants to stay on his high row fruit-based diet, but wants to get some muscles? What should he do?
So if you want to get some muscle, right, on a high raw fruit-based diet. First, you got to stop idolizing other people. Okay, I understand. I see both sides. Idolize someone and then eventually get to that point, feel success. Ah, I'm the man. Cool, great. But that's also kind of unhealthy. You're looking at someone else for so long and you're idolizing them and stuff like that. So, what I would say is this: idolize yourself and also understand that this is not an overnight kind of thing. Okay. So my advice is this: first look in the mirror and say that this is, that this is not a sprint, this is a marathon. Okay. So you got to put in the effort, you got to put in your hours, get your reps in, right? So understand, look, the name of the game is consistency. If you stay consistent, you will progress, period. Okay, if you want to build muscle, you want to lose weight, gain weight, whatever it is, tone, whatever it is, lean out, you can do it. Okay, everybody can do it. But you first got to commit to being consistent. Okay, and then over time, like let's say, the first month, right, go harder. After the first month of just simply being consistent, next month, you feel me? Like switch up, do more compound exercises, right? And then start incorporating certain exercises So I mean, certain tech applying certain techniques so that way you can really, really shred the muscle and you can build, the muscle that you want to build. And also decrease the amount of time that you're in the gym. Like you don't have to focus too heavy on reps. Something I'll say is this. In the beginning, I focused heavy on numbers rather than really like maximizing, in the workout, like shredding the muscle. So yeah, eventually, like right now, reps in the very beginning is okay and is cool. But over time, understand that you just have to, there's going to be a technique that you have to apply. You feel me?
What's the technique you have to apply?
So for me, I go, so I'm trying to remember this guy's name. I think it's Matt something. His name is Matt something. But what I do is I do isometric holds. So for example, if I'm doing a pull-up, right? I'll come up, do a pull-up, hold right here for like 15 seconds. Then I'll come down, right? And I'll do this until failure, right? After I've done my reps. So say for example, I'm only doing 10 reps, right? A set. Then I'm going to do 10 reps and then the next set, I'm going to do like as many 15 second holds as much as possible, right? Hold for 15 seconds, come down. And then afterwards, I'm going to do some shorties, right? And then after the shorties, we can do negatives. You really, it's just going to a failure. It's really just going to failure. If you prioritize going to a failure, you will make a lot more progress than you think.
Cool, but for you like to add that diversity. So let's say for me, when I do pull-ups, it's almost like the same. It's like more explosive positive and then 3 second negative. And usually I'll do that every time I train and do and progress on this. What I like with this is that I can track it and compare apples with apples, but I'm open to maybe likes that it's and it's simple, but maybe it lacks diversity. I don't know. Do you feel it's important to add those like variations?
I mean, yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, for sure. Like, you can definitely track your progress. And tracking your progress is definitely recommended. But in the very, very beginning, I think the biggest problem that everybody is facing is not, bro. I've dealt with a lot of people before, and the biggest problem, the most common problem, is just consistency. It's consistency, bro. People just don't have the motivation to be so consistent because they think, oh, I'm going to the gym, I'm going by myself. I'm not as motivated to finish my workout, right? And sometimes not even motivated to just go, because they may live in a cold environment. So I think the biggest problem in the very beginning for everyone that's getting into fitness is being consistent first.
Yeah, just show up to the gym and at least, like I've done that sometimes, I just show up and then I'm there. I'm not going to leave after 5 minutes. It'd be ridiculous.
Exactamente.
Cool.
Exactamente.
Yeah, is there anything else you feel is say important to share on the training part?
Let me see. Just be patient. Just be patient. Okay. And dang, I'm really bad with names as of right now. There's this guy, there's this black dude that I know that's really, really amazing. Purely calisthenics. And his diet is his diet is trash. I don't know how you feel about cursing. And I won't curse, but like his diet is trash. But like he's just consistent, right? And he's made really, really amazing, like he's just really, really like transformed his physique, off of just being consistent. So yeah, man, just be consistent and also know that like this is not a walk in the park, okay? It's not. So if you think it is, that's you're messing up already. And also understand too, like everybody's body is different. So, like I said, don't compare yourself to me or to anyone else. Like, literally just look yourself in the mirror and be like, okay, cool, what do I want to accomplish? Look at my progress from week one to week two to week three, and et cetera.
Oh, one last thing, bro. How about recovery? Because being consistent is good, but often it's like, okay, you also need to give time to the muscle to recover. What do you want to share?
When it comes to recovery, the clean, bro, honestly, the cleaner that you are internally, the more you really kind of just don't get as sore as, you used to. Like for me, when I was like pescatarian, right? And I was hitting the gym and stuff like that, dog, I would get so sore. It was crazy. Like I would not have, I just wouldn't be able to walk for like weeks, bro, because of how hard I'm gym. But I say that to say this: if you're on the right diet, if you're eating a high fruit-based diet, you'll learn that like you won't be as sore as often compared to when you were not fruit-based and when you're consuming animal products and stuff like that. So yeah, eat clean, be consistent, and also know that like soreness is definitely going to be different when you're on a fruit-based diet versus like, carnivore diet or whatever it is.
Cool. Well, then I'm curious because you have such a simple approach, which is basically, yeah, feel with your body, eat a little more, be consistent at the gym. That's the most important. Play the long-term game. And I think that's amazing advice, But then we're both in the business, let's say, of coaching. And when we do coaching in general, people pay us to do, like, let's say, a 12-week program where they also want to see a result a bit faster than if they just, with maybe more specific meal plans or more specific training plans that go more into details. And also potentially, at least what I feel is I add some trackings that maybe people would let go of in the future, typically macros, calories, progress at the gym. If you're like you, then it's like, okay, I just eat fruits because it's delicious and I just work out because I enjoy working on my body. And I've been on the diet for 10 years, so I don't get sore. And for someone like more new to his body, okay, good for you, man. But like, is that gonna work for me? I wanna have results, like at least some results in 3 months, it doesn't have to be perfect. So I'm curious in your coaching, like how do you coach people who wanna have results shorter, maybe aren't that convinced and haven't been on it for so long?
Yeah, so I tell them, I tell all of them the same. I tell them this, like, wanting to get results within a short amount of time is cool, but guess what? What about afterwards? What about afterwards? Do you
Got
like
it.
it's oh, can you can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when people come to me and they're talking about like, oh, I want to get fit within like 3 months. Great, cool. It's definitely possible. And we can make it happen. However, I try to point them in the direction of making this a lifestyle rather than putting a time on it, Because like once you hit your goals, boom, the dopamine, oh, great, cool, I accomplished this. And then what? You're back snacking on Cheetos, Because you got the dopamine of accomplishing it. And now that, and since it's not a part of your lifestyle, you go right back because you've already accomplished it. You go right back to being lazy and comfortable, and not, busy and not trying to like keep this going and make it a part of who you are rather than, just it being a goal. So you could have short-term goals, which is great. However, the main thing is making it a lifestyle.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't know, man, because I feel during those 3 months trying to achieve your goal, you're gonna change also, and you're gonna feel more and better. And so I feel, at least for me, I can feel then you become more embodied. Probably a bit
Wait,
of both.
you said it embody?
I'm just thinking if people go through a more intense 3 months and even are a bit short-sighted, they'll get an experience of how they feel that probably is going to change them long term anyway.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But in the beginning, I just keep it transparent with everybody, and I just tell them, like, look, great. Like we're definitely going to accomplish that, but just let's I'm just pointing them in the direction of this is a lifestyle. Like I get it, you want to accomplish your goals, but let's focus on this being a lifestyle because that's sustainable. That's how you're going to end up accomplishing your goals and not having to come to a coach like me ever again.
Cool. Actually, talking about the lifestyle part of it, to me, is living in the tropics, being in the sun, being barefoot on the earth, and getting the fruits directly from the trees if possible. But I think a lot of also your clients are probably from places where it's more cold and that's not realistic. So, do you, I mean, I know you prefer the tropics, but also because we're coaching, like, how do you feel about this diet when people live in cold places, and do you feel there's major adaptations to make?
Yeah, so what I tell people is, because I've had people who are from like UK, Canada, and what I tell people is this, yeah, like, and it's funny that we're, you know, where that were that you asked me this question, because just recently I was talking about this as well with someone who lives in I think it was like South Carolina, something like that. But I was telling them, like, look, just because you see soursop as like a popular fruit on Instagram, that does not mean that you can't live without it. Like, you can live this lifestyle perfectly fine without having guanabana. Now, don't get me wrong, I love guanabana and I highly recommend for you to have it, right? But if you live in an area where, you know, you definitely are not seeing a guanabana, understand that, like, you know, you there's so many other fruits that you can get, you know?
We don't have it in Bali either, actually.
Yeah, like, I'm dog. I mean, look, I mean, you can come to the tropics. You can come out to, you know, one of the retreats that I do and stuff like that, you know, and have this, you know, this tropical experience. But yeah, not everybody, unfortunately, not everybody can, you know, have these very like tropical fruits that we typically have, right? But it's
I was
still
also
definitely
thinking about
possible.
things like sunlight.
Ooh, super important. I'm so sorry. My bad. I'm still on the call. I'm on an interview right now. Let me call you back. Sorry. Sunlight is extremely important. Extremely, extremely important. You know, it converts the cholesterol into vitamin D, right? And also, you know, it is fuel, right? So, you know, what I like to do is sun gaze. So first thing in the rising, I'll do, you know, sun gazing, and also later on in the evening, I'll do some sun gazing. And that right there is perfect for my nervous system, right? I don't know what it does to us as far as like fueling us, but what I can tell you is this: every time I do it, it's so nurturing and it's so just like relaxing, that like it is unexplainable, as well as it makes me feel full, but I don't know what it specifically is doing to me internally.
That's a segue into prana that we might get on a different conversation. I'd love to go towards more the like the closing part, which would be a little bit about coaching and business. Like I know you're quite passionate about your coaching business. You're doing retreats, so yeah. What do you love about helping people thrive on that fruit-based diet?
This is a really good question, because, you know, for everybody that's watching this in the future, me and Alex had a long conversation about purpose. So, yeah, I love what I do, because, you know, when you look at the world today, you see that humanity does have a problem. And, you know, however you identify with the problem and call what it is, it all comes back to what we are putting inside of our bodies and our temples, right? What we are ingesting. So, like, because food is information, this cherry right here, this dried cherry, is information from my DNA, right? So, like, yeah. So, like, and also, yeah. So, like, when you are eating, you know, food that is meant for you, like your entire life, compared to like never doing it, which is unfortunately the sad reality that like a lot of Americans are doing. But like when you eat food that is specifically designed for you to consume, it is having a positive impact on your DNA, upgrading, you know, your DNA, right? Allowing you to express in ways and be certain, you know, be a certain way that you would have probably never been able to do, because, you know, typically we are eating the meats, the starches, and, the processed foods and stuff like that. So, yeah, like what I'm all about is breaking the chains off wellness. You know, when you really look at what's going on, I think that, if you really want to see changes on the planet, we have to stop eating the trash and we have to come back to what is real. You know, like ask yourself, what is real? Now we can dive into the topic of how, like, we can dive in, that side, right? But like, we just come back, like, microwavable foods, right? Is not real. Like, that's not food. Meats, animal products, milk, that's not food for us. We are not biologically designed to consume that stuff. When we consume this, this is what we are designed to break down. You feel me? This is what we are designed to consume. I'm picking this up. This was a cherry that was dried, right? So like, this is meant for me to consume, right? So all in all, to answer your question, I know I'm getting a little long-winded. I dedicated my life to, breaking the chains of wellness and contributing to humanity in a way to shift the direction of humanity's health in a direction of, true health, right? Which can inspire connection, real connection, love, self-love, and also put us on a path of, engaging with, telepathy again, right? Telekinesis, right? 0.6 energy, etc., right? We can begin to think on that vibration when we are actually consuming what we're supposed to be consuming, right? Because this is information. So why not feed your DNA, right? Information that's going to upgrade it, so that way you can be that better person for your mom or your family or, your daughter, your son, or something like that,
Well, thanks for sharing, man. Fully aligned with that. And yeah, I know you're hosting retreats too, and that's really cool. So you've been like an inspiration. I've looked at what you're doing. That's really cool. By the way, one thing, like I find like when you're doing coaching on this is for me at least, it's been the most motivating to do the workouts too, right? It's like sometimes I have conversations with potential clients and they actually also want to do a coaching in that area. And actually starting the coaching can be the best motivation to actually build the muscle and be consistent with the workouts. So that's just a little parenthesis there. I don't know if it happened to you too.
Yeah, a little bit. However, what I will tell you though is this: how I am right now is what I've always been doing. I just didn't decide to start posting it and promoting it until like 2.5, maybe 3 years ago now. But I've been doing this for 7, going on 8 years. So
Awesome, man.
you see that, but you see, that's why I tell people, you have to make it a lifestyle. This is why the lifestyle point is so important, because it became a part of my lifestyle. So like, now I'm monetizing off of my lifestyle, which is positively impacting the planet and other people. You see, so like, for people to achieve their goals, I know I'm going back a little bit, but for people to achieve their goals and make it sustainable, you have to make it a lifestyle. But yeah, continue, my bad.
Well, maybe a last question. Do you feel you can have that lifestyle in the colder climates, or do you advise people to move in the tropics?
You can, but it is a little more challenging. However, you could definitely do it a lot better in the tropics. And also, doing it in the tropics is like 1,000 times better, because the food in the tropics is like so much more nourishing, right? And also, like, you're not in like the matrix, right? And you have access to a very wide variety, a wide range of fruits to consume.
Yeah, cool. Okay, man. Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
But I was just saying, like, versus being inside of like, America or like a colder climate.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, man, that's been amazing. That's been super insightful. I'm sure the listeners will love it too. So thank you so much. Just to close, can you share a little bit like how people can follow you, what you have next, and any last share you want to close this episode?
Yeah, sure. So what I have going on next is there's multiple things. Let me see. Well, I'll tell you this because I don't really care if anybody like decides to like create this because I honestly just want to see this like manifest on the planet. But there's this app idea that I have in mind that kind of allows humanity to be able to, it's going to allow humanity to become just aware of their power, at the level of which it can be. So just imagine this, an app where you had affirmations, right? And you were incentivized to create, affirmations to positively impact certain events that happen on the planet, right? So say for example, there's a fire in Bali. Crazy, right? But like let's say for example you create an affirmation for Bali, right? And the affirmation's very beautiful, very positively, uplifting. And the score of that was like let's say I don't know, 555. And I'm in America and I see that and I'm like, "Okay, great. I want to positively contribute to this." So I'm going to create my own affirmation, and now it's a 666, or let's say 777, right? It's just going to incentivize, like, just imagine an app where we literally had direct impact and control over our environment by just what we are saying, right? And the affirmations that we are listening to and creating, and other people are listening to and creating. And I'm gonna say this as well. This idea was created, I mean, this idea came about because when you look at 9/11, I think it was geologists, right? Geologists were saying, they were saying that like on that day, like the vibration of the planet like just reacted crazy. Well, guess what? How were human beings feeling and thinking, right? It was very low vibrational. Right? So we are the world. The world is us. How we think and how we feel and what we say matters, but we all have to be on that same vibration. So the more people that you can have on the same vibration, the more likely it is for that to become a reality. So, yeah, so that's something that I'm working on as well as plan on coming to Bali and hanging out with Alex.
Hey, yeah, look forward to meeting you in person, man, and to collaborating also, maybe before that, even more. Thank you so much, Jeremiah. I'll put the links for people to follow also in the description. And yeah, sending much love to you in LA right now and sending love to everyone. Thank you for listening. You can share, subscribe, like if you want to support.
Muchas gracias.